I'm reading from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 9, 10, and 11. Just listen here. Paul is writing, "Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Cretans to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry." I like what Paul said about Mark. He said, "Take Mark, bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry." I love the story of Mark as it unfolds in the New Testament. If you take off reading the New Testament straight through, you read the gospel written by him before you learn about his story that is written in other parts of the New Testament. Mark penned the gospel that presents Jesus as the suffering servant, probably the most putting the most of his emphasis on the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ. Mark was a common man, writing from a common man's perspective about the most uncommon man who ever lived, the Lord Jesus Christ. Here in our text, Paul is at the end of his ministry, and he's calling for Timothy. He's actually in prison. And he's calling for Timothy to come to come as quickly as he can to where he is. And he tells Timothy, he says, "Be sure and bring Mark with you." And here's why. He said, "Because he is profitable to me for the ministry." Mark, a man profitable to the minister for the ministry. Profitable to the minister for the ministry. And really that's what part of this pilot's competition is all about. We try to use this time to awaken in the hearts and minds of these young people the gifts and the talents, the abilities that they got from God and how they can be used in a profitable way, not only in a vocation or a vocational setting, but also in the ministry. And young people, whether you're up here on the stage performing tonight, or whether you're too young, or whether you've already passed through the high school age, that is my prayer for all of you young people at Faith Baptist Church. We're glad for those who God calls into full-time ministry. That's wonderful, and it's always a blessing to see people surrender to that specific call. But if nothing else, we hope that every one of your lives will be as this man Mark, profitable to a minister and profitable to a ministry. And that's something that everybody can be and everybody can do. It wasn't always true about Mark. There was a day when Paul was really aggravated at him. On that first missionary journey, you know, Mark quit just after it began and went back to Jerusalem. And man, that really frustrated Paul. They got ready to leave on journey number two. And Barnabas went to get Mark. And Paul said, "Oh, no. Mark's not going with us." And they had a pretty severe argument. These two friends, partners, workers, co-laborers in the ministry, argued back and forth about whether Mark would go or not. And finally, Paul said, "If you want Mark to go, then you take him and go. And I'm going to take Silas and go a different direction." And they split. So there was a time in Mark's life where Paul didn't view him as profitable to him or the ministry. Let me say this tonight. Down through the years of seeing and watching our students up here on the platform at Pilots, there were some that I thought were absolute locks when it came to this business of being profitable for the ministry. There were others I doubted if they would ever be profitable for the ministry. I have been fooled by both. Some who were, in my opinion, absolute locks never made it spiritually. Others have arrived at Mark status. They are profitable not only to this minister, they are profitable for the ministry. I won't mention names, but some I thought were locks some years ago don't darken the door of a church anymore. Then ones that I thought would walk away with a diploma in hand and we'd never see them again are extremely profitable for the ministry today. Extremely. There's absolutely nothing said in the Bible about Mark's recovery. Nothing said about his reinstatement. I kind of wish there were a few verses or two about how this young man got back on track. There were about 3 years between the first missionary journey and the second missionary journey. So Mark was out of profitability, if you will, for a short while, and then back in the saddle. This is the one thing that I wanted to say tonight. What you saw up here on the platform does not determine the end product. Does not determine the end product. You look up here and maybe you sit out there and you make a judgment, a discernment. And you like what you see and you think, you know, that person will make it. That person will leave this place someday or stay here. And even if they never go into the ministry, they'll be very profitable for the ministry. And then you look up here and you think, man, that person's countenance is lousy. They don't care. They're toast. Let me just say tonight, you could be fooled by the former, and there might be a mark in the latter. There very well could be a mark in the latter. I've had that happen in the past. I've sat in my seat and observed and watched and thought to myself, that one's headed for profitability, and that one's just not got it, only to be fooled by both. The one that I assumed would become profitable never became profitable. And the one that I thought would never make it is as profitable today, more so than I can absolutely believe. It would be wonderful if all of them were spot on, ready to go, ready out the door, plugged into living for God. It's not that way. Never will be that way. Never has been that way. No matter what parents and church and school do, and we ought to do our best, anything less than that is not acceptable. There will always be those who we thought should be locks and are not. And there will be those who we thought were not locked in who become like a mark, very profitable to the ministry. And for those who turn out to be what we thought them to be locks, that's good, and we praise the Lord for that. For those who surprise us, amen. Only one person knows in advance, and that's the Lord. I thought about this verse in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse number 7 when old Jesse brought Eliab up there in front of Samuel. And Samuel said to himself, he said, surely the Lord's anointed is before me. He's a lock. And God said this to Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. I do know this. What's in the heart of these young people will be revealed someday. And that's what's happened over the years. Young people who stood up here and we thought in our seats as we watched them perform, sing, quote scripture, whatever, we thought, man, that kid's a definite lock. We could not see in their heart what they really were. And it was revealed. And others we sat and watched. We thought to ourselves, my goodness, their countenance is flat. They don't look happy. I don't think they'll ever amount to a hill of beans. That what was in their heart was really revealed too. Sometimes it just can't be expressed up in front of people on a platform. So we can't look on the countenance, because the Lord looks on the heart, and what is in the heart of these kids will come out someday. What they are sincerely interested in, what their appetites are, who they want to please, all of that will be revealed someday. It'll all come out, kids. Every bit of it. I'm glad you got your lines down. I'm glad you got your memorization. I'm glad you got the notes and the words memorized of the songs. But understand, that's all external. What's in here is what counts. And what's in here is going to come out someday. What's in here will shock some of us, and it will surprise some of us. I don't want you to take what I'm about to say to mean something different. The greatest testimony and the greatest blessing in all the world is to see a young person just get locked in early in life, be interested in the Lord, have good spiritual appetites, and want to please Dad and Mom and Christ with all of their life, and watch them go on to become profitable to a church ministry somewhere, not necessarily the full-time ministry, as a Sunday school teacher, somebody that plays the piano or whatever. There's a lot of joy in that. That is the best way to go. But there is a real rich blessing through these years, seeing the marks. The marks. The ones that I sat out there and thought to myself, I just don't know. But there was something down here. And it just took a few short years. And they are profitable to me and to the ministry of this church. So don't judge only what you see tonight in the countenance of a young person, whether they were on key or off key, whether they hit every word or not. Because what really makes that young person is something that you and I cannot see. It's right in here. And it will be revealed. And I hope that when it comes out, young ladies, and I hope that when it comes out, young men, you'll be profitable to the minister and to the ministry. Because that's ultimately what pleases God. Let's stand together. Thank you for listening tonight. In fact, let's just remain seated just for a minute. I'll pray and we'll get some announcements and we'll be done. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the effort, the time, the work, the sweat put into what we saw tonight. Every song, every memorized part, the music, the crafts that are out in the foyer. Thank you for the adults, the parents, those who advised and helped and prodded. And Lord, thank you for the talent, the ability that you've given to these young people. And God, I do pray that in their heart of hearts, there is a great desire to please you and serve you with their lives. And Lord, I pray for the ones who look like they're a lock, I pray that they will be. They'll go on to be very profitable for the ministry. And then, Lord, I pray that there might be a mark in the group tonight. Maybe one about whose countenance we judge them not to be quite gung-ho. But, Lord, you know what's in the heart. You know what's there. And I pray that that will be revealed. I know it will be. And, God, I pray that all these young people will go on to become profitable to the minister and for the ministry. Do that in the hearts of our young people, please. There are so many ways in which to serve. Help them to be profitable. In Jesus' name and amen.